Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, October 11th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday.
That is the foursome. It is a...
JP, happy Friday to you.
It's a football Friday.
And
happy Friday.
Well, it's also
to you.
A baseball Friday.
Baseball Friday. A Mystic Friday.
It's a
Friday.
Sports Friday.
Yes.
That's the way I look at it.
And for me, payday Friday.
Not for me.
Kind of like it because I get my NBC Sports Washington checks.
Ah, side hustle payday Friday.
Every other Friday.
Very good.
You get some little income coming in all the time?
Every Friday.
I wait next week.
It's good to feather that nest a little bit with some ancillary income.
Not bad.
No, it's not.
Why hustle?
I had to pay Tom Mooney another $2,000 when I saw him on Wednesday. I'm getting close.
He's easily paying $1,500 to $2,000.
I got it down to $24K.
Just
be done with it.
Hold up. Can I hear that clip again? So this is 1996 or so.
Do you
have any idea what you're talking about, stroking $1,500 to
$2,000? It's basically 25 years ago.
Doesn't this sound like a different person?
Yes.
He's easily paying $1,500 to $2,000.
$1,500.
Again.
What is that?
Again. For the billionth time. Okay. Yeah. I was raised in Prince George's County.
Yes, you were.
Also known as PG County, Piggy
yes.
County.
Yeah.
My mother was from Baltimore. Yeah. My dad was from West Virginia. I went to school at Towson State University.
You had no chance.
The DAC was completely stacked.
You had no chance.
He's easily paying $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
That's a funny clip.
He thinks he's still working at PG Country Club.
Now, trust me, I was not the only one.
He's popping Motrin.
That's me.
Automatic focus.
I can't even recognize the voices.
You
I
had
it. Know.
You had
he's popping
bit.
Motrin.
Oh, you had a little bit.
Automatic focus.
Right.
If he gets a big enough signing bonus,
anyway,
he's gone.
Back
he's
your
out
open.
Of there.
It's a sports Friday, and you're getting paid today, and you're happy.
And we get a bunch of guests coming up on the show today. We will actually hit the Skins. They have a game. Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, will join us at 7. We didn't mention it during all the euphoria of celebrating the Nationals advancing to the National League Championship Series, but they did name Case Keenum as their starter.
Mm-hmm.
So shocker. Colt got 1 week.
Shocker.
They changed the coach, and they're back to Case Keenum. So we'll talk to Craig Hoffman at 7. John Feinstein, as he does every Friday, joins us at 8. Charlie Casley, Redskins, former Redskins and Texans GM, is going to join us at 8:40. We can go around the league with him. Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, will join us at 9, so that should be fun. We go in the clubhouse with Mike
Rizzo.
Interesting
to have Mike on a Friday. Normally, I'm on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Just didn't work out this week, but perfect.
When is first pitch scheduled for tonight?
8:08 on Tibbs.
Somewhat reasonable. An 8:08 start.
By the way, I was listening to an interview with Miles Michaelis, who's the starter for Game 1 for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I thought it might be Wainwright, but they're going to go with Michaelis. But so they're sitting in the – because they played Game 5 in Atlanta. They're sitting in the hotel bar watching the game because they have to wait to see – Who wins the game,
mm-hmm.
because they're either going to fly to L.A. or they're going to go back home.
Right.
So they're sitting there just in the hotel bar just waiting. I guess the charter's just kind of gassed up waiting for them. Finally, obviously, they think they're going to L.A.
Yeah.
Because it's 3-1 in the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking, all right, we're packing up. We're going to L.A. And then, no, hold on. Now we're going back to St. Louis. So
they just drive home.
Drive home from Atlanta.
They took the flight back to St. Louis.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Some reason I'm picturing the hotel bar in St. Louis.
No.
They were definitely in Hotlanta.
But anyway, 8:08 first pitch tonight.
Nice.
Anibal versus Miles.
Also, we'll talk some winners coming up at 9:40. Nick Costas joins us. So we're chock full of guests.
Good. How did Nick do, by the way, last week?
I wasn't here. I don't know what his plays were.
I always
Drabby
see
and
online.
Are gonna have to
he's
me.
Much like many touts online. He looks like he's doing fantastic.
Right. But he's not really.
But I know that he hit the Nats because I did his show on Wednesday night, and he was throwing cash on the Nats.
Gotcha.
And I was telling him, well, you feel super confident. It almost sounded like a tingle play. Like he was sick of betting on the Dodgers.
Plays,
like
are you
mine.
Kidding?
Yeah.
They're tingle plays.
All his are tingle plays.
You should fade him. Yeah. I like Nick Costas. I like his energy and his passion, but he's a tout.
Yeah.
Fade him at every turn, and you're probably going to make cash.
I like him, too. I like his energy, but, yeah, I'd fade the hell out of him.
Well, I want to get his thoughts on the—we haven't talked college football at all this week, but there are some big matchups, including one for Cakes and I where the Terps are playing in Purdue, and Purdue's going to start a backup quarterback because Elijah Sindelar, their starter,
do you guys have a
clavicle.
Win total on Purdue?
We got 3 wins. We need 4.
From Purdue or from—
From Terps.
From Maryland.
Yeah. You think this is one of their last chances to get a dub?
Yeah. But, well, remember, Josh Jackson's not going to play because Piggy's going to play because Jackson hurt his ankle last week in the Rutgers game. So you got 2 backup quarterbacks, but Purdue's 1-4. They're terrible. Their best 2 players are hurt. Maryland's going to start Piggy. Okay, but maybe McFarland can just win this game by himself and leak. But this is a big one for Cakes tonight. Because if you look at the schedule, there's not too many other outs.
It can be daunting.
Yeah. So
you want to tell the boys how I tilted you last night at dinner time?
Oh, so we're in this JP Cakes and I are in this Power 5 conference survivor pool.
Yeah.
Where you pick just outright winners in 3 different conferences: ACC, Big Ten, and SEC. And I email an update every week.
You do, yeah.
Of standings and when to have the picks in, the deadline. And Cakes, he texts me and goes, when do I have to have the picks in?
I said, don't think he does email very well.
I said, that's where I started. I said, OMG. Yeah, I pulled the OMG
That was
deal.
His response.
And I go, don't you read my emails?
Yeah.
And then he says, I usually don't see them or I don't get them.
I said, I didn't see that one. Which was,
I'm like, I send them out every week.
I know, you do.
And then I said... and then he goes, oh, now I see it. What do you do? I don't get you.
I had to put your name in the search bar.
What do you do on the emails?
To muddle through all the emails that I still need to
do. Do you unsubscribe from emails? You got to do that.
I have done that, but it's an avalanche.
But not from Jason Bishop.
Not from me.
Not from you.
Right.
No, but your regular emails get lost in the avalanche of spam.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
And Macy's and Nordstrom and Dick's.
Cakes doesn't do
Fanatics.
Email very well. And I actually was telling him before the show.
I don't think he does
texting
well.
Nothing.
I defend him on this one. Yeah. But we have an appearance on Thursday, just John and I, right? And the lady who is the PR director, I don't know her official job title, sent an email to both of us. For this appearance that we have on Thursday night.
Right.
It's at M&T Bank Stadium, and we're going to be sitting on a panel for a half an hour at Raven Stadium. It seems like a very straightforward gig. Ugh. And so she was just checking in on us. In fact, her first sentence is, hi, just checking in on your appearance. And then she writes the details and tells us where to park.
Mm-hmm.
And so I literally wrote 3 words back. I put, awesome. Thank you.
Right.
JP. Because she actually just said, just send an email back to confirm. I confirm.
JP.
And then she sends an email back. Great. I have not heard from John. Could you nudge him to confirm and send me his address?
First of all, before we assail my character, what was the gap between when she sent the email and then she said she hadn't heard back from old Johnny Flakes?
To be fair to you, and I said this.
Yes.
Before.
Yes.
Minutes.
Minutes. Mere minutes. Like 4
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, she could have waited days and not hear from you.
That's possible, too.
But I think there was pretext because she had emailed back a few weeks ago because Cakes admitted he had forgot that we had this appearance
totally
next week.
Totally spaced it.
So there was initial communication weeks ago where I had a little back and forth in email. Now she's just circling back to reconfirm, and maybe she never heard back from Cakes
you know
in the
what?
First place.
I could work on my communication skills a bit.
Yeah, they're really poor.
They could use some improvement.
It just tilts me when people go, when do I have to have the picks in?
I just forgot.
Multiple emails each week.
Oh, and I'm actually confirming this, though, because I didn't realize, because she said, send me his address. I'm looking back. So on September 4th, I had already sent my address to her.
Okay, I had not,
and that
clearly.
Deep email to her, I wrote, sounds good to me. And then I wrote my address.
Right.
Well, Cakes, you've inspired me to go through my emails, and I'm just unsubscribing, because you have
good.
To do it all the time.
Yeah, all
you
the time.
You have to do it all the time.
You have to be vigilant about
it.
Mr. Bickle, do you want to tell the listeners why you're salty this morning regarding the Nats game tonight?
I think it's
Wednesday.
For Monday, Tuesday,
night.
Wednesday, whatever, if there are those games. I think it's insulting that MLB apparently didn't credential us. So I know that you guys typically don't go to the games. So you don't request. So I requested.
We're the flagship station, by the way.
I know. I requested.
So I don't know how that works.
For the previous round, and Siki had said, you know, they keep a strict number. They're, you know, because they're in demand. And I go, that's fine. But they approved me, I guess, for the last round. Mm-hmm. But for the NLCS, CK said I didn't get approved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, what do you mean I didn't get approved? I've been doing this for 25 years. I've been interviewing the general manager for five. We got a Nats guy on or representative every week. What are you talking about? We're right. The rights holder.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes no sense to me.
It doesn't.
And then I went around and I asked some of our contacts here, you know, if they have an extra pass or something, anything. Of course, they're very difficult. Everybody wants to go. They're giving them all to clients. I get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not upset. I'm just trying to see if I can get my way in. I even contacted our guy, Brian Potter, over at NBC Sports Washington, you know, another outlet that we work for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Brian may be able to pull something. But I just, it's friggin' insulting. What do you mean MLB didn't approve me for a pass?
MLB should have set aside a certain amount of passes for the flagship station.
For the right,
well, I guess
right
they
shoulders.
Have.
Yes.
They're just giving them to a bunch of people except for me.
Well, for the on-air people. That's what I'm saying.
I would think.
I get the clients. They spend a lot of money on the station.
Yeah, right. That's a separate thing.
But the on-air people are just as important.
I would think. It's actually
without the on-air people, the clients wouldn't exist.
Correct.
So it's actually more important.
I mean, honestly,
I just want tickets.
I'm legitimately, I just want anything.
Well,
I don't really want the credential. I just want to get in the building.
I want a ticket.
Standing room only, $200. As of yesterday.
I think you're going to get pulled, and I think someone's going to come through, but.
Isn't it crazy? It's insulting.
Your grasper is you just wait around till like right before first pitch, and you one of these guys who's trying to sell some scalpers.
Wait, I don't even know if those are real tickets anymore.
That's dicey.
No, they're real. Come on.
So the season-long credential no longer works.
No, I know it's dicey,
correct.
Cakes.
Dead.
MLB is in charge.
Ah, okay.
Cakes, I know it's dicey, but that's your last grasper.
I understand. It's a last resort.
Yeah.
It's your
Papa
Roach.
By the way, to put it in context, for years, we've had season-long credentials. You go to any game, right?
I know.
But I guess once you get into the playoffs, MLB takes over, and they just really tighten the list because you got national media comes on. I get it. They still should be able to find a credential for someone that's on the air, you know, at the flagship station.
In the market. So, one block away
it's
from
just,
the stadium.
I honestly am insulted.
There's got to be someone with a sweet connection that can hook you.
I know. I've been working those angles.
I guarantee you someone's going to come through on the vibe machine.
I'm sure I'll pull something, but. It's just.
It shouldn't come to that.
Yeah, it shouldn't come to that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to jump through all the hoops.
I'm sending all these texts last night, and it's embarrassing. But
I mean, we got tickets for the wild card game. I would have thought that we'd be able to get tickets for the championship series. My sweet spot would be Tuesday night.
The wild card game was run by the Nats.
Right.
Once they got into the playoffs, MLB, and MLB doesn't care about your dumb morning show, and they don't care who you work for. Apparently, they just don't care.
It's a whole nother level when you get to the NLCS.
I might have you text Riz. I mean, we have the GM on all the time.
Well, hey, Valdez,
how about this? We're going to have him on today. You're going to ask him on air.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to tell
ask
him how bitter you
broker.
Are.
I said, do you understand
hey, Riz,
they didn't credential
Riz,
me?
Hook me.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to deal with that.
I know, but
no,
it's embarrassing.
No, no. He'll
put it on his assistant.
He'll put it on his assistant.
Hey, Valdez, get Rob Manfred on the horn immediately. Get the MLB commissioner on this.
I mean, honestly, that's not insulting. It's super insulting. I really, really am insulted by it.
You know who else?
It's a slap in the face.
Don't you have your year-long credentials?
Again, that only is for the regular season. I mentioned that, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once the playoffs come around, MLB takes over, and they don't care.
You're,
MLB doesn't care.
You're a communicator, too.
Yeah.
Join the club.
Hey, Riz's assistant, Harilyn, she's great.
Can you text her?
I'll text her right now.
Look at that.
Ask her for two, because I'd like to go.
Just say the junkies.
Okay.
And if
okay.
You don't
I'm
use
not
it,
going.
All right,
but,
so say EB and
yeah,
and
you know what?
Oh, you're not bringing your daughter? Is this you?
I'd love to, but I can't bring her on a press credential.
Yeah, no, I know that.
But it'd be one less $200 standing room only ticket I'd have to buy. I mean, it's just crazy. What am I going to spend $500 to go stand there with my 10-year-old? What, am I going to take my 10-year-old to the red porch? I mean, this is insane.
You're right, getting hammered?
Yeah.
But we'll pull something for you.
All right, we got a caller who wants to talk about the Mystics. I will say the very first thing that I heard this morning from our guy, Craig, the valet over at Homewood Suites.
Yep.
He was like, Mystics. He usually just throws out like one word
right.
To like start a conversation. He's like, or he might have said, how about them Mystics? Or maybe he just said Mystics.
I feel fraudulent saying this, but congratulations to the Mystics. I feel
happy.
Why?
Why do you feel fraudulent?
Because I just haven't supported them ever. And I've never been to a game. I never watched the game. I didn't
watch
any
my first game last night.
Oh, you did?
Start to finish?
No, 5 minutes. But
okay. The only thing I've ever seen from them is highlights.
Right.
But Elena Deladon, I did discover her.
You did. That's true.
You know, 10 years ago at least, mm-hmm. and at Atlantis.
You can still congratulate them.
But congrats to the Mystics.
Yeah, anytime you win a championship, I don't care what level, it's silly.
We give you props.
That one, when we won the co-ed soccer thing in 2010, I still remember it.
It's silly.
Huge wins.
All right, let's go to Neil.
Big dubs.
Neil in Woodbridge. What's up, Neil?
Hold on, buddy. You're quicker than me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
What's up?
Doing great.
Just want to say go Sticks. Going to work finally after going to the game last night. It was an awesome experience.
Yeah, was that place sold out, or was it pretty close to it?
It was sold out. I mean, I didn't see any tickets, but on StubHub or whatnot, we were able to get, you know, tickets earlier. But, it was definitely sold out, packed, loud. I mean, it's a smaller stadium, but
perfect.
It was intense. It's fun the whole time.
And they
time.
Came back in the fourth quarter. And I actually, so I probably watched a total of 2 or 3 minutes. I tuned in, and they were trailing at the end of the third quarter. And then I changed to the football game because it's a football game and Daniel Jones and New England
Patriots.
I had no
interest in that.
And
I had more interest in the Mystics.
You know what Daniel Jones is starting to do now?
Well, he's throwing a lot
of
picks.
Turning into Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, he's got six picks in his last three games.
Probably the best defense the last 30
That's
years.
Fine. But he didn't play that great in the Skins game, and he played awful last night.
This is what rookies do. Everyone wants to rush rookies out because Pat Mahomes was amazing. For the most part, this is what rookies do.
We're going to take your lumps, but I think he's gaining valuable game experience. I think what Daniel Jones would instruct me is I want to see the same from Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, but you never know. He could be regressing, even though he's playing against the best
defense.
By the
way, anyway. He has absolutely nobody to throw the ball
that
to.
That is true.
I think Evan Engram was out,
yep.
his top tight end.
Top
his
two
top receiver
backs.
Was out. His top two running backs.
He throw the ball to Rhett Ellison and Cody Latimer.
And his...
Oh, yeah.
And his
Well, he's also thrown to the DBs for the Pats.
That's true.
And he's facing the best defense possibly in the history of defenses.
Okay,
they don't give
fine.
Up points.
If Dwayne Haskins had played last night and against the Patriots and threw three picks, people would be killing him. So you know what? You might as well say, hey, it was a bad game for Daniel Jones.
Anyway, I tuned into that. I forgot about the Mystics game after checking out. I was curious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I found it was on ESPN 2 or 3 or whatever. It wasn't on the main ESPN, right? So I found
ESPN
it.
ESPN 2, yeah.
Saw the end of the third quarter. They were trailing. Clicked over to the football game. And I checked in on the baseball game, which the Astros won. And then I went back, and it was the last 30 seconds. So that's all I watched. So I would be fraudulent to say I watched more than that.
I just saw John
but,
Wall
I mean, it was great that they
Bradley
won.
Beal jumping around.
Right.
So I feel great
supporting
for him.
The Sticks.
Congrats to Coach, is it Tebow?
Tebow, yeah.
Tim Tebow's dad?
He was Tebowing
spelled
on
totally
the sideline.
Different, yeah.
And congrats to all the players.
Yeah, it's very cool. Anytime you win a championship, it's amazing.
And what are they doing? Are they having a little parade today? Or a little
they're having
celebration?
A celebration at the arena this afternoon.
2 to 4. You're welcome to join them.
Is Ted owns
I'll be
that, right?
Playing golf. Yeah. But
so Ted's
I'll be
killing, right? He won with the arena team?
Valor?
The Cavs, and he won with it.
Yeah.
He's just racking up
I don't know if he won with
chips.
The arena team this year.
Yeah, but 2 years ago.
2 years ago when he
won like one
he
game.
Half the league.
Yeah, yeah I mean,
his odds for winning a championship
yeah,
were good.
Yeah, but he won. He did
good
win.
For
got
him.
They got rings. I
he
saw
had
it.
Two of the four teams.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
Anytime and the Caps are playing well?
They're playing well for like 2.5
they're
periods.
They're not playing that well. I mean, they're like second in their division, but they've been gagging away leads of late.
Yeah.
Which is not fun.
Right. Yeah. That's another one I didn't watch, but I saw the OV had 2 goals, and then somehow they still lost. So that's annoying.
That is annoying.
Have they lost 3 in a row, Cakes? Like overtime and
yeah,
two overtime
so.
Losses? And I don't care what you say.
That's
those
correct.
Are losses.
Still yeah. get a point.
You get a point.
Didn't get a point for the loss last night in Nashville, though.
Right.
A little
right.
bit tilting.
But 3 losses in a row is kind of gross.
All right. Phone number, as always, you want to get in touch with us, 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message, data charges may apply, and you can tweet us at Junks Radio on a Football Friday, presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet, for real sports fans.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you on The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Do want to remind you, you can join me in Cakes on Sunday at 11 a.m. for the Sports Junkies pregame show before the Redskins take on the Dolphins this Sunday. We're at Glory Days Grill in Stone Ridge.
Also known as Drab T-Shirtville. I think Drab T-Shirt will be there. I think our friends from Ellie's Hats are going to be there as well.
Very cool.
Yeah. So come on out.
Is it technically Aldi, Virginia? Or is it just Stone Ridge, Virginia?
I don't know. Drab T-Shirt's not there.
They're basically the same thing.
Okay. They're just made up manufactured neighborhoods.
I mean, it's like Brambleton is a part of Ashburn.
Got you.
Yeah. I mean, they're all right there.
Right. And like, here's what it is. So here's what I know it is. Far.
Far from where we
live,
yes.
Where we live, yes, correct.
That one's
by the way, don't
one.
Sleep on the early kick on Sunday over in London.
I'm sure I sleep on early kickoffs from London.
That's the Panthers and Bucks.
Never sleep on early NFL kickoffs. My lineups are always set, ready to go.
Can I bring up something that I know doesn't bother you, and it doesn't bother me that much, but I'm just amazed that at this workplace, every nook and cranny corner, there's stuff that should just be thrown away.
Right.
I don't understand.
You're a neatnik, and it's bothering you.
I don't understand how.
I've never even seen what you're talking about.
Like if you walk,
can't care about this building.
If you walk to the break room, you're gonna pass about 10 dead chairs.
Yeah, dead.
Like they're broken and they're just piled up. Like why?
You should take a picture of the broken chair graveyard.
Why doesn't somebody take that to a dumpster?
You know what's so funny about it? There are about 7 or 8 guys that all could be the
culprit.
The culprit. Yeah. It's not like there's just one. I mean, there's one obvious guy that you think could be, but there's about 5 or 6 others right behind him.
You're putting it on big guys.
What do you think? Who do you think's doing it?
I don't know.
You think little skinny guys are breaking the chairs?
I have no idea.
No, there's some guys here of larger carriage. They're just going through and just mowing down the chairs.
We clearly have bad chairs because you look at it. Some of them.
They're not bad chairs. We have bad people.
Okay, some of them, the leathers. It's not leather. It's probably fake leather. Whatever the heck it is.
It's plastic.
It's broken. So anyway, if you walk by to your right-hand side, you're going to see all kinds of dead chairs.
Yep.
And then to your left-hand side, you're just going to see what I would say are dead computer monitors or dead computers.
Yes, computer screens.
Like, it makes no sense. Like, if they don't work, why do they just put them next to walls? So if you just look at the walls, and then if you go around the corner, I have no idea what it is, but there's just boxes and just junk.
Hey. Again, I'm like EB. I'm in oblivion. Yeah. I'm just walking to get coffee.
Yeah.
And to use the bathroom. To
me. It doesn't mean that much to me. I just was thinking
you notice
about it today.
It.
I do notice it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it today.
I notice it. I just choose not to do anything about it.
I was thinking about it today.
I don't think I really noticed.
And I can't really relate because half our life, basically, we've been working in radio.
Yeah.
Right? So
during God, life's flying by. It's so sick when you think about it. Like
half our life, we've been
so
doing
dead.
This.
Right? So very little of our lives were spent in some sort of a professional job.
Right.
I mean, almost none. Cakes worked in a professional job for 5
years.
Yeah,
but it's retail. Retail's a joke, too.
Right. I worked, you know, summers while I was in law school where I'd have to put on a suit and tie, but that's about it. I don't recall, but I would guess there wasn't just junk lined up on the walls.
JP spent like an hour, or maybe close to an hour, like 2 weeks ago, tidying up AWOD's old like video area because you know
have you looked at it? It's probably the same today.
No, it looks good now.
Yeah,
it looks good now.
Yeah,
I could. Tell
I mean, as good as can be expected.
He threw away everything. He tidied it up.
Come over to my house,
and
dude.
It looks
I got
better.
Plenty of stuff for you to throw away.
But I mean, I would just never. I mean, I would just look at him, go, well, kind of looks dumpy.
We had my house appraised.
Yeah,
last week, and. You know, my wife and I were just, you know, like refinancing your house and all. It's just such a pain in the ass. You just don't want to deal with any of it.
Sure.
It just dawned on me about a half hour before the appraisal came in. We haven't cleaned up the house. Do you know what they do when they appraise your house? They don't only are looking at you. And it really shouldn't matter if you've got a little extra clothes somewhere that you haven't folded yet. It really shouldn't matter. But they do take pictures and they put it on the appraisal. I'm like, we got to clean this thing up.
Right.
I mean, this is a joke.
Yeah, but I think they're taking the pictures to see what the square footage
is. They are, but still.
Because they know the clothes aren't going to be there
when
you sell it.
So in theory, it shouldn't affect the value of the
home. But mentally, you're thinking, oh, man, the place looks like crap.
Well, yeah, exactly. And by the way, in 30 minutes, we didn't get that much cleaned up. And I saw the pictures.
Right.
And it,
They weren't that great.
Yeah, as long as the loan goes through.
The appraisal came in great. The appraisal came in great.
That's all you care about.
But, yeah, we could use JP over at the house.
Sure.
Well, it's weird, and I understand that some things here, I mean, it's they operate several radio stations. So some things here, like, you're going to need cable and wire, whatever. Remember there was a huge spool? Maybe you never noticed it.
I remember,
for months, there was this giant spool.
It only jumped out at me because you mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, just when you walk to the break room, just look to your left and look to your right and just look at just the piles of junk. And I don't know if it's that people just don't want to take it down to a dumpster.
Radio Insider.
No, they probably, like, the engineers just probably need it. Like, they're going to need that.
Broken chairs.
I don't know about the chairs.
Why are we keeping dead chairs?
I don't know.
Well, because no one's taking ownership of it. Like, everyone's just doing their own job.
Everyone's lazy.
No one has a job here to get rid of S. That's no one's job.
Yeah.
Well,
it's no one's job.
You would think that the janitors that come around and clean the bathrooms.
Well, their only job is to clean the
floors.
Clean the
bathrooms, okay. And the bathrooms.
Right. Their job is not to clean
the bathrooms. You know what it comes down to? It's laziness. People.
I don't think it's anyone's job.
Do you still have the chair that you took from Lana?
He's not doing it because he's lazy. Take it down to the dumpster.
Yeah, but it's not his job. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. He's complaining about it.
If I was given the green light to do it, I would.
If they
say you can throw away the chairs, I'll take them to the dumpster.
I'm telling you,
it's not
that
big a deal.
Yeah, you're giving him the green light officially.
Because who knows? These whack dudes might think they're going to fix them.
No way. Unfixable. They're dead.
I asked Roger. I'm telling you, there's like three monitors.
You asked Roger.
No, not about the chairs.
Yeah.
They're like three computer monitors slammed against the wall. When you walk to the break room, you're going to see.
I've seen them. And they're all old numbers, too.
Of course. They're on the floor.
They're not the old ones, like tube monitors.
No, they're just the detached screens leaning up against the wall.
They're against the, but they're on the floor. Yeah. Like, it makes no sense. Like, why? Who did that? They wanted to be somewhat tidy.
Back in my multi-tabling days, those were valuable.
Yeah, you would have grabbed them and slammed them in your basement.
My guess would be if you threw them away, nobody would notice. But he said, oh, I don't know if it's trash. And he just kept kind of talking.
Well, can you imagine his house?
Hey, Roger saved me yesterday and actually got me into the building when my key card wasn't working. I felt like Jay Gruden showing up at Redskins Park.
Did you think you were cooked?
I was like, I took a day off and now my key card doesn't work.
I was worried because they have some new equipment.
Yeah, everything's working now. Everything's good.
Because I couldn't even find my key card because it's in my wallet somewhere.
Yeah.
And then when it didn't work at first, because usually I just wave the wallet
in
front of it.
Well, mine didn't work one time because my freaking credit card changed. You know, because I lost a credit card or something happened. And so
why would that affect your card?
Actually,
he's talking about his parking pass.
That was my parking pass. Well, they use my key card as your parking pass.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, nobody cares how you're getting in the building. People do care about game one of the National League Championship Series. And Eric threw out a question off air and said, you know, maybe we should just ask the Nats fans if Sanchez gets in trouble.
It's very possible he could go 3 2/3.
And gets pummeled in the first two innings, who you're bringing in. Now, I haven't seen the Nats release the roster yet. I could be wrong, but I've not seen a championship series roster yet, but I would assume that they're going to make some adjustments, especially in the...
FP alluded to it. They have to simply because they are not, in a seven-game series, they're not equipped to handle, like, if a starter, you know, gets roughed up early. Their only option that would make any sense if they just replicated their NLCS roster would be Austin Voth.
Yeah.
You're not going to bring in Doolittle in a third or Hudson or even Rodney or Rainey or Strickland or none of those guys are going to come in the third inning and pitch 2-3 innings.
That's why I think they're going to add one of those guys.
I disagree with you. I mean, I think you can. Like, if you're getting drummed, you can go to Strickland for a couple innings, Suero for a couple innings, Rainey for a couple innings. You can do that.
You could burn them up for no reason.
You could.
Usually you have a long reliever type.
Right, but they're not trusting those guys anyway. That B bullpen,
understood.
They're not using.
Well, Strickland understood. They don't have anybody games. That could do it.
Was Strickland on the CS roster?
Yes.
Okay, they could remove him and add Ross. They could do that.
They're going to have to remove somebody. I don't know who it would be. Maybe
and
it
then
would
they
be
also
him.
Have to
so
decide. I haven't heard about Suzuki. I know that there was no break in the hand.
Concussion protocol.
And he's in protocol, but you know, who knows how long that lasts. So they got to make a decision on that. If he can't go, you got to have a backup catcher, which I assume would be Roddy Reed.
I think they believe he can go.
Okay.
What I read,
that's good. That's
he
good.
Celebrated they he in the go. Locker room.
I know. So
it can't be that bad.
So hopefully he can go. And then also with Victor Robles, if you know, how's his hamstring? They said they're going to run him again. Davey said they're going to run him again, test it out. I would hope that he would be available close to 100%. I know Taylor played great in the Dodger series, but, you know, he's Michael Taylor, and I can't imagine he's going to continue playing at that clip. Mm-hmm. So I would like to have Robles available too. So
yeah, no, you definitely want Robles available.
A couple of interesting roster situations for them.
So I assume, and we can ask Mike about it, but he won't break any news for us, I don't think, on that. But I don't know. Usually those kind of things come out a few hours before the game, right? Probably not as early as when we're on the air.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a deadline.
The lineups came out pretty early last time, but you're right.
It's a quick turnaround.
Not during the show, not from 6 to 10.
It's a quick turnaround.
But it's something we could certainly ask Mike. But, yeah, I cannot believe that here we are.
Well, this is what they're not doing. If they need, you know, to get one inning out of, you know, one of your best pitchers, they're not going to go to Max Scherzer, and they're not going to Steven Strasburg.
I don't think in game one.
Not in games 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Maybe game 7 or game 6, you can lean on a couple of those guys because they won't pitch again until next year. But certainly in the early part of the series, you're going to have to rely on the pen.
Yeah, they're going to have to use them some. But I still wouldn't be surprised if Sanchez maybe gave an inning or something in game 3 or something. You know what I mean? I could see something like that because they use him in game 1.
Well, he's going to have to pitch again in the series.
Or Corbin in game 1 because by my estimation, Corbin's not going to pitch till game 4, right?
Corbin's going game 4, correct.
He's scheduled for game 4, yeah.
Because
so
you're going Sanchez, Max, Strassi, Corbin.
I agree with you. I think Corbin.
Trot him out there if he's struggling.
Corbin might be your option then. Yeah. And I think they're going to do that. So they are not going to mess around.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. They're going to try to find ways where they can to sneak in an inning or two or an out or two from their big boys.
They're masking their bullpen.
Yeah. Which
I could see Corbin.
Which is what the great teams have done.
Maybe for an inning, but I would be very surprised. I don't think they want to throw him out there.
Right.
They know he's got to go next, what's that, Tuesday.
What's their lineup like as compared to the Dodgers instead of lefties? The Dodgers were very lefty dominant.
Well, let's see. Goldschmidt's a righty. DeJong's a righty. Wong might be a switch. Molina's a righty. Tommy Edman, that little pest, is a lefty. Ozuna's a righty. Fowler's a lefty. I don't know. I mean, they're pretty mixed up. But, I mean, they're Carpenter's a lefty.
You know how I find it shocking that you know all those guys are right at your lefties.
I watch baseball, Richard.
Yeah, baseball cakes.
You
doesn't remember all that.
You fall asleep in the seventh inning, and then you check your phone
the
next morning.
This is correct. All these things you're saying are very correct.
But put
righties
it this way,
and lefties,
the
man.
The Cardinals they're just a pesky bunch. They always have been.
Yeah.
There's history between the Nats and the Cards, although it was 7 years ago. They're tough.
I don't even know if I know what arms – what. The Nats pitchers used to throw with. Like, you test me, I would struggle.
Right. Is Sanchez a southpaw or a righty?
Sanchez, I believe, is a righty.
Yes, you got it. You know, Cakes. You know.
I think I know.
You're being
By
silly.
By the way,
you know.
I would feel good from the Nats standpoint versus Michaelis tonight because Michaelis has probably been their worst starter in terms of numbers.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at the way it's kind of set up, I kind of give the Nats pitching advantage in the first two games.
Yeah.
After that, it's a little dicey. Like, Strasburg, you love Strasburg game 3, but Flaherty...
He's a complete stud.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast. He's actually got a much better ERA than Strasburg. So yeah. Strasburg might not be...
Like
you know.
I said yesterday, look at what Jack Flaherty was the best pitcher in baseball probably for 2 months, in August and September. His ERA was literally almost zero.
Right.
I mean, he just didn't give up anything.
Right.
Now, it helped that he had to pitch in game 5 against the Braves, so you don't have to face him in game 1. So you get him here, but yeah, he's the
but
best
I could
pitcher.
See why. Look, me as a sort of a jaded DC fan, I just kind of have again underwhelming expectations. But I could see why the Nats are favored because I think in the first two matchups, Sanchez and Scherzer, just pitching wise, we have the edge.
Sure, mm-hmm.
But then you give the edge to say Flaherty, just give it to him, and then it's a wash in Game 4 with Corbin and Hudson. If you look at it by the numbers,
right.
The numbers are like a wash.
Right.
So I give a slight advantage to the Nats in terms of the starting rotation, but I would assume the Cardinals have a better bullpen.
Of course,
because
Nationals,
we have one of the worst.
Yeah.
The Nationals race for Red October and the playoff run on the Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. Remember, coming up at 7 o'clock, we hit the skins with the Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman. Will the Redskins get their first win this weekend in Miami?
Hold up. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A lot going on in DC sports. Celebrating a championship. The Mystics win. You can join them from 2 to 4. You have the Nationals, of course, kicking off the National League Championship Series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. So two games on the road, Friday night, Saturday night. Sunday will be off, and then you'll have three games at home, if necessary. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Yes, so Sunday you can focus solely on the winless Skins against the winless Dolphins.
And the Redskins will have Case Keenum back in at quarterback. Poor Colt McCoy got one start against the Patriots.
Yeah, he had no shot.
The only question now will be who's going to be number two? Is it going to be Dwayne or is it going to be Colt? Yeah.
Wasn't Dwayne taking some reps with the first team this week?
That's what I understand.
That's what they said. They said it was a split. Like all three got work.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because I had a buddy who played in the league a long time. You guys all know him. I won't mention his name yet. I'm going to see if he wants to come on. And he called me so pissed off. He's like, will you tell all your media friends? This guy played in the league over 10 years. He said, will you tell all your media friends how stupid they sound? The backups don't get the reps. They just don't. The ones, and he played for a bunch of different teams. The ones get the reps. The backups get a couple here and there. And then the threes, like Haskins, get the scout. Now, they're reps, and they're going against number one defenses. And so that's, you know, one way that you help. But everyone acted like that Jay did something unusual or Jay was hurting his development are crazy. Mm. It's standard. Right. It's totally standard. So I'll see if he wants to come on because he was really fired up about it.
Well, we're going to talk to Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, at 7 o'clock. Get the latest from Redskins Park. It's funny. Adrian Peterson took like kind of a shot at Jay Gruden. He said this was the best week of practice he's had as a Redskin.
Definitely a shot. apparently he likes hard-nosed old-school practices.
That's probably because Callahan said, I'm going to give you the ball 26 times.
Run you into the ground.
I'm just going to ignore it all and say, they can say what they want. You might see a couple extra runs, but you know, when it's 2nd and 9, or 3rd and 11, or whatever, they're going to pass.
They might actually have success because they're setting up Callahan for a win. You're playing the Dolphins, setting up Peterson for a nice day.
The Dolphins.
I don't know how the Dolphins are against the run.
They're horrible at everything.
They allow 175 yards per game rushing the ball. Right. Think about that number.
Find a category, and they stink at it.
Yeah. Right.
Much like the Redskins, actually.
I'm still picking the Skins, even if they have the most archaic game plan and a new coach. You know, I find it funny that
Callahan's getting killed for that. But if I recall, when he was the Raiders coach, Gannon used to sling the ball around.
Well, we talked about it. We had the guest on, and he's right. He was kind of Belichicky that way, where like one week they'd run it a lot, and then another week they'd pass a lot. They kind of, you know, which is how you should be based on their opponents and their strengths and weaknesses.
Well, you can pass and run on the Dolphins, so both should be open. Both should be available.
I do remember, though, Callahan's been ripped. I forget which player has come on this show before and told the story that he had a game plan for the Super Bowl when they were in the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden, like the night before, something happened. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And they completely abandoned the game
the
plan.
Script. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I vaguely remember that, too.
And then they got blown out.
Was that the night that one of their offensive linemen like went AWOL?
Yes.
Like, down like Tijuana?
Yeah, Barrett, what was his name?
Barrett Robbins.
Oh, yeah, he went on a bender.
He went on a Richie Incognito-like bender.
Yeah, he went on a Jason-like bender.
Didn't he end
up
dead? Didn't he ultimately die?
I don't know.
Let me check that.
I don't think he's dead. I think he clearly has some mental issues.
I don't think he died over that one, but I think a few years later, maybe.
Nope, still alive.
Anyway, still with us.
Yeah. We'll talk to Craig. And the guys don't get to see much of practice, the beat reporters. They get to see, like, the last 5 minutes, the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But they're kind of old school goofy things.
Oh,
like
I thought
they
it was
said,
so funny.
Stretching. Now the team captains face the other players during stretching. Music gets turned off.
Music not allowed.
They also, instead
That's definitely an old codger thing.
Instead of just the running backs, the whole team had to do the ball control drills, which are so silly. What they look to me is they're just hitting them with those like soft pads.
Right.
Like those, you know.
And they did run sprints at the end of practice. Now,
That might be necessary. You know, focus a little bit.
I've come to learn that apparently the Patriots do that every practice.
Yeah, you've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
That's your new coach, Bill Callahan.
Right.
It's the only clip I have of him.
You know, this is what always happens. You go from a player's coach to more of a hard ass. Mm-hmm. And then when this approach fails, then you go to a player's coach. It just goes back and forth. That's what happens everywhere, every town.
Here's what's going to tilt me. When Adrian Peterson runs for 130 yards and scores two touchdowns, people are going to say, they've been wasting Adrian Peterson all this time. He's still got it, that old Adrian Peterson. Watch what he does the following games against real NFL defense. Real teams,
well, I'm not even thinking he's going to have that great a game. Maybe he will.
That seems like a stretch.
He might.
And I don't think he's terrible. It's just there's no holes.
He has 108 on the season.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going against the lowest of the low-hanging fruit. I mean, the Dolphins are active.
Weren't the Giants that way? They're actively trying to lose against the pass. Yep. And we didn't capitalize against the Giants at all.
The Giants at that time suck. But I'll say the Giants defense, I watched some of the game last night. It's not like Brady killed it.
They were kind of frisky because, look, they gave up 14 points via defensive and special teams touchdowns. So, I mean, that vaunted Pat's offense only put up, 21 against them?
And Brady had two.
Well, I heard with 8 minutes to go, they were still only up 7.
Yeah.
And they scored two, I guess,
they scored two
late.
There was three defensive touchdowns last night.
Yeah. I think Brady maybe had a fumble, too.
Or special teams or whatever,
He got sacked and fumbled, and the Giants picked up and ran it back for one of the defensive touchdowns he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, if you pick the New England Patriots defense in your fantasy league, it's a bonanza. They score 25 or 30 points every single week.
Yeah.
Outside of the opener against the Steelers, where they're mediocre, they score
You said, it's like having an extra stud receiver or running back on your roster.
Yeah, because in one of my fantasy leagues, we have what you absolutely hate, waivers.
Hate them.
And I put on Sunday, actually during the game, I looked at the schedule for next week, and I said, I need to pick up a defense who's going to face the Steelers.
Right.
Because there's a good chance Craig Hodges is going to be the quarterback.
Right, the third stringer.
You know what I'm going to do?
Whoever he is. What's his name?
Delvin Hodges.
It's Hodges.
Or either Delvin or Devlin Hodges. Right? He went to Samford.
He was undrafted. Not Samford.
Samford.
Samford. Right. Yeah. Undrafted. He's like, I'm picking up that defense. Somebody else got
I could never go to
process.
Samford just because it would be embarrassing to say I went to Samford.
Because you tell people, I go to Samford.
Stanford,
they go,
and you go, no,
Stanford?
Hurting Samford.
They're like super smart.
Yeah, and then it's a real letdown. You go to Samford.
By the way,
and you know, it may be some elite school, too.
Then they
I have
would
no
say,
idea.
Well, where's that?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't know.
It's in Samford. It's in Sampson.
I think
it's in
Southeast. I don't want to say Florida.
It's in Alabama.
Oh, is it Alabama?
Okay. Pretty close.
For sure, it's a poop school.
By the way, next year,
yes,
I'm going to beg fantasy commissioners to get rid of the tight end position. The tight end position is just a worthless position.
It's a wasteland.
Or NFL? Because in
college, it's even worse.
The college is
in
even
NFL,
worse.
It scores. College.
NFL,
is...
it barely scores. You have a couple guys. How many touchdowns does Kelsey have this year?
Zero.
Right, zero. That's the best tight end in football. Get rid of him. Add another flex position where you can throw a running back or a wide receiver or even a quarterback.
I like you're a forward-thinking fantasy player.
So having tight ends, a mandatory tight end on your roster, it's just pointless. Get rid of
it. Not if you have Zach Ertz.
He's done nothing this year. I have Zach Ertz.
You get PPR points.
Believe me. Go look at Zach Ertz's numbers. They're not that great.
If you have Darren Waller.
It's pointless.
I kind of agree with you.
Most tight ends do absolutely nothing.
All right, coming up
next. How have the tight ends for the Redskins done this year?
They haven't done a lot.
I think Vernon Davis has one score, and that was in the Eagles game.
The top two tight ends have been hurt. Vernon Davis, how many games has he played?
My point, guys get hurt.
He's played like two games.
At least when receivers get hurt, there's a decent backup that can do something. Tight ends, nothing. You get nothing out of them, zero.
All right, we will hit the Skins coming up at 7 o'clock with Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter on a Football Friday presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans.
For real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.